State medical students meet their match, James Bond style. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn. 4 years of rigorous medical training, hours upon hours of studying, and it all leads to this day, match day.
This is one of those amazing days in the history of medical schools.
The stage in Ruby Diamond Concert Hall at Florida State University is filled with James Bond-themed balloons and oversized playing cards. FSU College of Medicine Dean Dr. John Fogarty, dressed as 007 himself, welcomes a large crowd of fourth-year med students and their family and friends.
You have to understand that today over 16,000 U.S. medical students are meeting in audiences like this, probably not as good as this, but audiences like this, to open their envelopes to find out where they're going to be spending the next 3 to 7 years.
113 graduating FSU medical students are all here to find out where they're headed for their medical residency training. These soon-to-be graduates spend 4 years in medical school and then the next 3 to 7 years in a residency program learning a specialty like family medicine or general surgery. Dr. Fogarty explains how they get matched with their teaching hospitals around the country.
Students have been out on the interview trail for the last 4 months or so, trying to decide where they wanted to interview, where they wanted to match, hoping the hospitals where they were interviewing were going to like them. The hospitals put in a match list, they put in their own order of preference list, and there's a big computer out there that basically matches the students, and that's what's in their envelopes.
Match day is a tradition that stretches across the country to every medical school. But the Florida State version is unique because each year they choose a new theme to celebrate the occasion. While the event is lighthearted, the days and weeks leading up to it can be a bit stressful for all these soon-to-be resident doctors. So that's why Dean Fogarty wastes little time giving them the opportunity to put all the waiting to rest.
Have some fun, whoop it up, open your envelopes.
Many of the students in this graduating class can't wait to tear open their envelopes, while others wait a few more minutes to make their announcements live on stage. College of Medicine Class of 2014 President Brett Thomas wanted to let his wife share the moment with him on stage.
All right, I'll be happy to say we got our first choice doing family medicine at Wake Forest.
He's joined by many other outstanding students who are headed all over the country for residency training.
Internal medicine, Florida State University.
Going to University of Colorado, Denver for prelim year general surgery. So.
Yeah, it's the beginning of our career, essentially, as a resident doctor, just learning how to grow as a physician and having more responsibility and just really finding your niche and just growing a lot. So it's a really exciting time and just so thankful, and we're excited and we're ready.
This FSU College of Medicine class will be the 10th to graduate from Florida State, which first enrolled students in 2001. The College of Medicine continues to produce doctors that will fulfill its mission of keeping outstanding physicians in Florida to practice medicine in underserved areas. 40% of this class who matched will stay in Florida for their training. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Mark Vaughn.